welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. My name is Dave, and I'm back. I'm so glad to be podcasting again. I just got a new computer, and I'm ready to go. I just couldn't make it work with my old iPad and the thing I used to use. I technically could, but it didn't sound great. I'm hoping this sounds really good, and you know, I'm just excited to be podcasting again. So here we go. Let's go. All right. So like I said, thank you for listening in, and I'm back. I'm excited. And I'm really excited about to tell you about the project I've been working on for, I'd say about a year. I don't know exactly when I started it, but I started writing a book, and I'm not an author by any means. I don't feel like it. I feel like I'm a kind of an imposter, but I decided to write a book, which again, every time I say it, I'm going to say it again. I wrote a book. It's kind of crazy because I'm not the best at typing. I'm very slow. I always say I type like a kindergartner. But not only that, I've never considered myself a writer. I've always been a good writer, I think a creative writer, like in high school and whatnot, but in college. But I mean, that was a long time ago. So that's why I speak. I speak into this microphone. And you know, I do videos sometimes. But this was my main thing I wanted to do was podcasting. Because I love listening to podcasts and I love just connecting with people and talking to people like we've been doing on Around the Horn, which hopefully we'll get back going soon and talking to other people. And I love talking to other people. And you're more than welcome to if you want to sign up. The link is in the show notes to sign up to be a guest. Love to have you. Love to talk to you. So let me slow down and because I'm so excited. So yes, I started writing a book about a year ago. And I was inspired by one of my favorite authors, Robin Sharma. He's written some books in the past that have really inspired me. They have characters that meet other mentors along the way kind of thing. Not all of them, but a couple of them do that. And the main character learns and grows and changes from meeting these sometimes even mysterious people. And so I took kind of that and made it a PE educational spin on it. Where in this case, it's a young phys ed teacher, and it's basically semi-autobiographical, a lot of things that I ran into, a lot of the problems, a lot of the pitfalls, a lot of the dumb mistakes I made, this character has run into, and he meets an older and, I guess, wiser, not quite Yoda, but a teacher, a mentor, and again, both characters are a little bit of me, I guess, even though one's a male, one's a female. They're a little bit of me and my experiences and or just things that I know I could have done better and differently and wish I would have. So those characters, again, kind of are me and some of the, like I said, some of the situations I ran into, whatever. But I used in my book different lessons. Not only lessons I've learned, but things I've seen and you know, admire in sports or in life, just different. I don't know if you know. I know Tiger Woods is in there just because I've always followed his career and just some other things I've learned just about the 10,000 hour rule from Malcolm Gladwell and different things. So the main character's name is Jay. And that's my brother's name. So I've taken some names and the mentor, the first mentor is named Savannah. That's my daughter's name. And her last name is Davis. My son's name is David. So I kind of, yes, I'm not the most creative author in the world, but I use some names or combine some names, things like that. And so this, again, the character Jay learns from a teacher and then he learns from a chef and then he learns from a hockey player, different lessons. And I call them the PE9 for PE Nation. Nine principles. So today what I want to do is go over the first three principles and then I'll do three more in the next episode and then three more in the final episode of this as I get closer to launching the book. And I'm really excited about it. There's actually a person right now working on my book. Maybe not, but I did enlist and pay a person to edit my book right now and go through the manuscript. You know, she's going to design the book cover and format it so it could be a Kindle book or it's going to be both a soft cover book as well. I'm just really excited about it. So let me go through these three. I'm actually going to make it a cowbell. I haven't done a cowbell in a long time. I haven't podcasted in a while. So I'm going to do the first of the three PE9 today. So number one, here we go. Here's a cowbell for you. Or actually, no, we'll do a boomer. Here's a boomer for you. Here we go. All right. It's been so long and I'm talking like I've had a lot of caffeine today, which I've had quite a bit. So number one of the PE9 that the character learns is never stop learning. So I'm not going to go into the whole book right now, but it's pretty obvious as I'm saying this, but just never give up, never stop learning, never think you know everything, always grow. And in the book, the character, you know, doesn't even realize Twitter's a thing for learning. And so he's going to end up jumping on Twitter and connecting with other teachers around the world, just like I have. So that was basically me as a starting teacher and also a starting PE teacher, because social media, it was around. I'm not that old, but actually when I first started teaching, social media was just starting. Actually, I wouldn't say that. The internet was really just starting and social media really wasn't even a thing back then. So this teacher is just learning from the mentor to connect with others and just certain to listen to podcasts, listen to audiobooks, get on Twitter, get on social media, learn from others, read books, do whatever is necessary to enhance your craft. So the first one again is never stop learning. And, you know, I think that's a way to set things up. If you are in that stuck, you know, dead end mindset, the non-growth mindset, the fixed mindset, I was trying to look for the words, you're never going to learn and you're never going to grow. And so learn, you know, keep learning, never stop, and have that growth mindset. So that is number one, never stop learning. Okay, number two of the PE9 is put systems into place. Now, this is more of a tactical thing, but it could be for any, it doesn't have to be for PE, it could be for anything. Just in this case, it is put systems into place, which means have routines down for the students, have structure. It doesn't mean be mean or be, you know, rude, or it just means having the students know what they're going to do on each day, have them know how to come in, have them know when it's time to get drinks or not, when it's time to go to the bathroom or not. What happens if, you know, it rains? What happens if it's, and well, I'm outside, some of you are not, but you know, what happens if all of a sudden there's a lockdown drill or a fire drill? Or so have these systems put into place so everybody knows what to do. Everybody's on the same page, including if you have paras like me, everybody knows what's going to happen and things do just happen, but you need to be able to have, you know, stay focused and know what the procedures are and have, you know, things practiced by the students and by the paras so you know what to do when things come up. So again, that is number two, put systems into place. Okay, number three and the final one for today is customer service is key. Now in the book, I have Jay, the main character, go with Savannah to his store, which we had a grocery store for a long time, 22 years. So I'm, again, drawing from my experience of customer service. You know, he looks around and sees, well, actually she points it out, but what the people are doing at the store, they're greeting people. They're being kind to people. They're asking if they need help with anything. You know, they're just attending to everything they can. And that is how I think PE needs to be run. And again, it doesn't have to be just PE, but in this case, that's what I do. And that's what most of you do that are listening. So, you know, the way we greet students, the way we come in with a positive attitude, I always say, and trust me, one of my paras is not like this, but you'll never know. And I told my AP this as well. You'll never know if I'm fighting with my wife that morning or something didn't go well with my kids. Or, I come in sometimes maybe not as happy, or maybe something happened at home, or maybe a friend is sick. Just in general, you know, you need to give your best every day to the students. And that means smiles and high fives or fist bumps or whatever it is, bring the energy, bring the, you know, the just the niceness, the kindness. If a kid needs their shoes tied, my one para that retired, praise the Lord, she would get upset sometimes if kids asked to get their shoes tied or if they didn't say thank you right away. I remember her berating this young kindergartner, first grader, that just, you know, stuff like that. Like, no, we gotta be kind. We're not in the grocery or retail business necessarily, but we're in the customer service business of these students. And that goes along with the parents too. I see parents every day in the parent pickup line. You know, let's be kind. Let's show we care. Let's not just, you know, wave them on and barely acknowledge them. This is important and we need to make them feel like family. So the final one today is customer service is key. And that's number three. All right. I haven't done this now. I did talk about it, but now it is time for your cowbell tip of the day. All right, everyone. So your tip of the day is to take these three and really hone in on them. If it's something you're lacking or something you need to do, I'm just encouraging you. I'm sure you're amazing educators and I love connecting with all of you. But again, number one is never stop learning. So make sure you are continuing all the time to engage on social media or just to learn from audiobooks or podcasts. It doesn't have to be educational related either. It could be other things. I've learned many, many things from podcasts that are not educational or audiobooks that are not educational or actually reading a book. My wife gets mad at me when I say I read a book, but it was really read to me. So never stop learning, put systems into place. And now is a great time because I'm going back to school in next week and I need to remind the students, go over the rules, go over the procedures, make sure they know what to do. So put those systems into place. And again, the final one is just to think about customer service as it pertains to phys ed. I'll keep you updated more and more as we go. That's my dog making noise in the background. So I will end my cowbell tip of the day there. So that is your cowbell tip of the day. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I really, really do. I say that a lot, but I mean it wholeheartedly. You are my PE Nation. You are everything to me as I speak to you. I wouldn't speak to you if I had nobody to listen, or maybe I would. Not sure. But thank you again for tuning in from PE Nation. You guys and girls are awesome. So take care, and I will talk to you soon. Let's keep pushing our profession forward.